Okay, we are up and recording. If you will, please begin by stating your full name and title for the record, please.
Tracy Schlater, Marketing Director.
Well, Tracy, it's that time of year. We're focusing on farm safety again. I want you to talk to me a little bit about the history, if you will, to begin with, behind Farm Safety for Just Kids.
Farm Safety for Just Kids was started back in 1987 by an Iowa farm wife. Her name is Marilyn Adams. After her 11-year-old son, Keith, died in a gravity-filled grain wagon accident.
What a touch, I mean, just heartbreaking that happened, but she's turned it into something positive, hopefully, for other families, or a lesson that we can take from that. So, well, with farm safety coming up and harvest time, it's an important time. So, Tracy, talk to me, if you will, about some of the issues that people need to keep in mind during this harvest season for their children.
Sure. Particularly as it applies to children, supervision is key. Obviously, there's a lot of activity going on with harvest. Farmyards are buzzing with tractors and combines and that sort of thing. And agriculture is unique in that the workplace is also the home. So, you know, clearly children are often playing very close to where the farmyard is. So make sure you have a safe play area for them. Outline some boundaries of where they can and cannot play, and just keep an eye on them.
Tracy, talk to me, if you will, a little bit about the numbers. Do you happen to have those in front of you as far as accident numbers?
I do. Unfortunately, you know, statistics aren't all-encompassing when it comes to farm accidents and injuries, simply because the way that they're tracked across the country is different, so it kind of makes for some challenges. But about every 3 days, a child dies in an agricultural-related incident. You know, of the leading sources of fatalities among kids, 25% involve machinery, tractors, combines. 17% involve motor vehicles. That includes ATVs, UTVs, and 16% are drownings.
Each one of them heartbreaking. So, well, how important do you think education is, you know, making our children aware of farm safety and the risks that are involved there? And second question in relation to that, what sort of information or tools do you offer that might help parents through that education process?
Sure. We really truly believe that education is the key. We've actually had people call our office, parents saying that, you know, their son or daughter went through a farm safety program and came home and said, you know, Dad, you shouldn't do it that way. So education is by and large the most important aspect of keeping kids safe on the farm, just because, you know, even though they may grow up on the farm at such a young age, they may not necessarily be aware that the dangers exist.
Well, Tracy, I want to give you the opportunity to talk a little bit, if you'd like, about some of the resources that you do offer at your website.
Sure. On our website, farmsafetyforjustkids.org, we have various sections of the website devoted to different topics. Underneath each topic, you'll find sort of a background document that outlines each of the different aspects as far as how it's used, why it's used on the farm, and all of the different hazards involved. In addition, we have lesson plans available, which are particularly great for ag instructors and teachers. They outline the objectives and all of the equipment that you'll need, and then it goes through an entire demonstration of how to teach different kids, different age groups, the various topics of safety through demonstrations and various things. And then we also have puzzles and activities, which are great. We actually have a lot of farm families downloading those. It's just a fabulous way to start the conversation about safety. So we have all different kinds of resources on all different kinds of safety topics on the farm.
Very good. And I'll place a link on our website to your website so people can find that easily.